Here we go. Good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam, the laws of Trumos, Perek A, Chapter 5, Halacha Yud Gimel, 13. Now, we talked about in the last Halacha, we talked about how you don't give Truma from fruits of Eretz Yisrael to separate them to absolve the fruits of Chutz La'aretz. Because one has a biblical obligation, one doesn't have anything at all.
Within a particular species.
Within the same species. If you have oranges growing in Toronto, you can't separate them for oranges that grew in Israel.
So it's
it's the same oranges.
You don't mean the seven fruits of Israel.
No,
you
just talk about oranges and oranges.
Okay.
Because one has a chi of truma, the other one doesn't.
Right.
And vice versa. You can't do that. Then we even said fruits of Syria and fruits of Israel, because in Syria it's only rabbinic, while in Israel they're biblical. So you can only give truma from something that has a biblical requirement and that has a biblical requirement, and you're separating one off of the other. That was yesterday's discussion, which is going to come back, so that's why I just refreshed our memory over here. Now, so we're talking about all these types of things where you just can't do it because it's not on the same page. So you get almost a little bit tricky over here. Remember, we learned earlier if a guy gives a levi miser without separating truma, well then the levi would have to separate truma and truma's miser. So let's have the following case. Let's say the guy gives the levi miser and he doesn't separate truma, and now the levi has his truma's miser. Now instead of doing what he's supposed to do, by separating the truma and the truma's miser, what does he do? He only will separate truma from this for other fruits. In other words, he's got his miser. Now that miser needs truma taken off and truma's miser taken off. And for whatever reason, he chooses not to take off truma's miser. And what he's going to do is, he's going to look at this, and he's got these crops, and he's got other crops. And he says, I'm going to take truma from this crop that hasn't been removed. It's for sure tevel, but it's supposed to remove truma and truma's miser, but we didn't remove the truma's miser. And I'm going to take some truma off of this, and it's going to exempt other crops. So we're going to see, you can't do that. Because this crop alone, you can't do that, because there's a lot of the stuff that belongs to the Kohen in the Trumas Maisa we haven't given. You can't begin to take Truma off of this. So he's going to list this in a number of cases where you just cannot do this. So Amafrish Truma Maisa Rishon, if a person, the Levi, separates only the Truma Gedola from the Maisa that he has, but he hasn't separated the Trumas Maisa yet. Shalo Nitla Trumaso, he didn't take off the Trumas Maisa from that. So now there's so much more that is owing to the Kohen, and you want to just use this now to free other stuff, case one, or case two. Well, let's say you want to take Truma, Omi Meiser Sheni, from Meiser Sheni. Now, Meiser Sheni has to be eaten in Jerusalem. And unless you would, redeem it. But you didn't redeem it. So it's got to go to Jerusalem. Or let's say hektish, something you sanctified, and you didn't redeem it, and it's tevel, and you want to separate that as the truma for something else. Aperis acheris, in all three cases, ain't truma, so truma, you can't give truma from them. Hektish, because hektish is not chayv and truma at all. And the meiser sheni, it's got to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So that's got its issue, and the trumas and meiser rishon that the levi has, he hasn't given the trumas meisers. These are all not applicable, and therefore, if you give it, it doesn't work. Period. It's got too many issues over there. Okay, now the next section, yud dalid, tesvav, tesayin, yud zayin, goes together. It's all one chunk, and it's a good thing you're walking in right now, because if you'd be walking in 3 minutes from now, you'd be totally lost. So Baruch Hashem, this is like, within this, we're starting a new issue here. And here's the main issue here. We're going to talk about, you have a truma that's chayiv doraisa, and a truma that's chayiv, or crops, let's say crops that would have a chiyuv truma d'oraisa. Let's say you grew 50 bushels of oranges in Israel. Clear. You have a biblical obligation to give truma on it. Finished. And you got 50 oranges that grew in Syria. There's only a rabbinic obligation. So now you've got 100 oranges. So what would you like to do? You'd like to give truma from... Now, what you should do is give one orange from the Israeli crop and one orange from the Syrian crop. That really works good. You know why? Because the Israeli crop has a biblical obligation. So you're taking one biblical orange to take care of the 49. Syria has a rabbinic obligation, so I take one rabbinic orange to take care of that. But what's going to happen here, of course, we're going to say, well, I got 100, so I'm going to take, now, let's say they're even close to the minamukaf, even, let's say, right? You know, I'm going to take two oranges from the Syrian crop, exempt everything. Okay? Or two oranges from the Israeli crop and exempt everything. Now you got to realize we're working on the wrong frequencies over here. If something is biblically obliged in Truma, okay, it means God says all this is tevel until you give Truma. Now something that's rabbinically obliged, God says it's not tevel, it's not in the game. So how could you separate one from the other?
That's, it sounds like if you give the two from Israel, you're going above and beyond.
You're not going above and beyond because you want it to work for the other thing too.
It
doesn't work for the other thing. I can't give truma. What if I'm saying I'm giving truma on something that's not truma? A goy grew it. Well, it just can't be truma. Truma is something that is excluding something, right? And so we're going to discuss all the minutiae of this where there is some commonality, a certain degree of commonality, and perhaps you can maybe be able to satisfy certain rabbinic requirements. If something's a biblical truma, it sort of could help out a rabbinic obligation to a certain extent because it's even higher than it, but a rabbinic would have all kinds of problems in with a biblical. So you can begin to see all the problems that are happening over here, right? If something is rabbinical, how could it help for something that's biblical?
And the opposite, you know, is true.
Because there's not even an obligation of truma. It's like, I can't take off truma from something that is not in the parsha to help for a biblical obligation. On the other hand, if there's a biblical obligation on something, maybe to a certain extent it might be able to help the rabbinic on a certain level, but maybe on a certain level not. So, because it really hasn't been truma. If I'm separating something from Tevel to exempt something else, I haven't done anything with it. So it might just revert to being Tevel. You can't call it Truma. I'm giving it for that, but that didn't need anything to be given on a biblical level. On a rabbinical level yet. So maybe I can help the rabbinical level there, but what does this look like now? How do I treat this now? On a biblical level, because I got to take it back into the biblical level. Biblical level, there's nothing there. So this makes things extremely confusing and complicated. So let's hope, with Hashem's help, that we can get through this. And once he's going to say this rule in Yudalid, and then in Tes Zion, Tes Vav, he just tells us that these things fall into a certain case, falls into biblical rabbinic, and then he plugs it in as we go through. So let's take this slow. First rule, Ein tormi midavol shuchayev min haTorah. You're not going to separate from something that's tevel, that has a biblical obligation to give truma. You can't take off of that. Al davar shuchayev min, and that will take care of other crops that only have a rabbinic obligation, and vice versa. V'lo min amachuyev midivrem, and that's something that's only rabbinically required. It's tevel. Biblically, it wouldn't be anything, but rabbinically, you can't separate from that alachayev for something that's minatar, that's biblically required for that. But that's clear. But what if you did? What is the b'dievet status? So now I got to read the next line very carefully. So now, case A is you can't give biblical for rabbinic. Case B, you can't give rabbinic for biblical. So now, the Rambam now is going on case B now. Can't give rabbinic on biblical. But what if you did? I took the rabbinic crop I separated. Now remember, I also have rabbinic obligation on this crop too. So what happens? So now, what if the im toram? What if he did give truma?
The rabbinic part works.
He gave the rabbinic truma. He did it. Okay. So if he did that, truma sa truma. That truma, that which he separated from the rabbinic crop, he says, this is truma. So that is truma. Because there is rabbinic truma. What if a guy just has rabbinic truma? The rabbis say it's tevel. It's from Syria. He has to separate it. Right. He has to separate it. He has to give it to Cohen. Right. Now, it's rabbinic truma. It's rabbinically truma. So if he gives him the rabbinic truma, that truma is a truma. The Kohen can eat it. He doesn't have to separate truma and miser because there was a rabbinic obligation on it, and the rabbinic obligation was fulfilled, at least taken care of that. Now, he may have given also for the other one,
he's
but it's like
up.
He gave extra.
He doubled up.
It's like he gave extra. So you can't say it'll have a status of rabbinic truma that a Kohen is allowed to eat. Rabbinic truma. Ah, but what about the biblical stuff over there? Did the rabbinic truma free up the biblical stuff? No, and therefore, v'yachser v'yitrom, he has to now take the biblical stuff, and he has to give truma on that, and the commentators say, and it has to be given from something else on this, because this thing's already in all kinds of questions. From other crop, we'll give off of that to free that thing. Yeah, other biblical obligated crop to fix that up. He has to fix that up for that Torah because, right?
By that
song. Right? Alachim Torah. Because that, right. One second. The Rambam doesn't. The Yachser V'Yitrom. So he has to give Truma on the rest of the biblical because it didn't help. Now, the Rambam does not say the reverse, though. What happens if you gave from the biblical on the rabbinic? So the Rambam later will spell it out, but the commentaries tell it right over here. If you give something that's Doraisa, for something that's only Darabonon, certainly the Truma works, and it will help for the Darabonon for sure. Because if it's Doraisa, it for sure helps on the Darabonon, but the Truma cannot be eaten.
Why?
You can't, he says, I raise the Truma, but you can eat the rabbinic stuff, but the truma itself is usur, since it has a chi of minat truma, and it's not derabanan, so it won't be excused from tevel doraisa, because it was tevel doraisa, and you're giving it on to excuse rabbinic truma, so it doesn't work, and therefore the truma cannot be eaten by the kohen, but rather. It's his, but he cannot eat it.
Burn it?
I guess he'd have to burn it, but he can't. It's a truma for, but he can't eat it. Okay, so he can't eat it. That truma, he can't eat it.
So right. We're saying the case where.
So when you separate biblical on rabbinic, it helps for the rabbinic 100%.
But you can't eat the truma.
But you can't eat that truma cannot be because you were using it for something that it wasn't meant to be used on. But we still call it truma, but the coin can't eat it. He says the truma asma is usur because it has its own required minat Torah, and you're using that truma to help drabanan, so it doesn't really help the tevel that you have there.
Is that just pidyon? He's not supposed to do
that. He can't eat it.
No, but I mean, should the farmer do that, or is that just after the fact?
That's after the fact. He can't eat it.
It says initially
it's messed up.
No, the farmer should not do that.
You shouldn't be doing this. Right. It's all after the fact.
You
shouldn't separate one on the other, period. But what if you did?
Okay.
So again, we're saying if you did it, so if you separate the rabbinic on the biblical, it helps for the rabbinic. The truma is a perfect truma for the rabbinical. The biblical side, nothing's happened. You have to separate truma to take care of the biblical stuff. That's the easier thing to understand. Because the rabbinic truma can still be rabbinic truma because it helps for the rabbinic tevel.
So right? Can't eat the part that...
Now, could be he only gave from one to the other. Could be he could say that he just gave this rabbinic, this one rabbinic apple to
those 50...
50 biblical ones.
But even, we're saying, no, it's the other way around. We say we gave the one biblical apple for the 50.
No, it's just two cases.
Right.
So when you use the rabbinic truma for the biblical, we'll say that the rabbinic truma is truma rabbinically.
Right.
The Kohen can eat it, but the biblical crop, nothing's happened to it, and it's got to be redone totally.
Right.
When you do the biblical truma on the rabbinic, that takes care of the rabbinic
one. But you can't eat the truma.
But the biblical truma cannot be eaten.
When he takes the biblical truma, isn't it also on the biblical land as well as the...
And that's not clear. It's not clear.
I thought he was combining the two lands.
Well, I'm not exactly sure. But he's saying that part that is excusing the rabbinic part, we're saying it's not going to be able to eat.
So if it included the
We call it truma, but you can't eat it.
So the truma wins, the Kohen wins.
Because there was a chiyuv truma min haTorah, and the truma really is only working derabbanan.
Right.
The truma is only working to help the derabbanan. I guess it was only used for the derabbanan.
Oh.
So you really didn't separate it from doraisa. So it must be the case is you're only doing it the one doraisa on the rabbanan.
Right.
So it helps the rabbanan problem, but really is separated on something biblically not to separate. When I take one tevel doraisa, and it's to free up 50 tevel derabbanan. So listen, this one for sure can't be worse than Rabbanan. It could free this one up.
Yeah.
This is fine. On a Rabbanan level, it's only Rabbanan level. But you come back to the biblical level, but you really didn't do anything with this. On a biblical level, did you do anything with
Nothing.
This piece?
Zippo.
No,
Zilch.
So we'll call it Truma, but the coin can't eat it.
Right, because it's Tevel.
So therefore, you just got to burn it.
Yeah.
You just got to burn it. On the other hand, when you took the Rabbinic one,
yeah.
on the biblical ones... Right. What do we say?
We said he hasn't done anything for the
this
crop,
is truma.
But the Kohen can
this
eat
is
it.
Truma. At least yeah. it's rabbinic truma.
Sure,
it's separated rabbinically, right? It's no worse than tevel.
Right,
right. It's no worse than tevel. But so the Kohen can eat it.
He can eat it, but the guy can't eat his crop because he needs to separate.
It hasn't been fixed up. That's the rule. So based on that rule,
everybody loses one way.
No, but as Paul said, so. If he gave the right to one, okay, after the fact, he's happy because he's done it.
To free up the rabbinic. To free up the rabbinic.
Yeah.
So it frees up the rabbinic.
He made a mistake, but the Kohen's out of luck.
Right.
Because really, they didn't have to be any truma.
It's rabbinic
couldn't use
to begin
that.
With.
It's only rabbinic. But now the guy's got to fix up his doraisa one and has to give a new one doraisa. So the Kohen's going to get the doraisa anyway. He'll get something
he
for the.
If rabbinic on rabbinic, the Kohen would get it.
Rabbinic on rabbinic, Kohen would get it, but only be rabbinic truma.
Yeah,
there's nothing you can do about it. Listen, the Yisrael, the Yisrael wouldn't do that legitimately because he doesn't gain. The Yisrael doesn't gain. The Yisrael loses the same amount anyway. The Yisrael doesn't gain on this. You throw that one out, you got to redo. So it would have been better. He just would have used the regular one. So with this idea, it's going to come back with us. First, we're going to segue to pots, flower pots.
The only way that Israel, I mean, if the Israel was in Israel and his family was in Syria, say.
Well, there's other kinds. We're going
to
see there's all kinds of examples of biblical and rabbinic, even in Israel. We'll look in the next halacha.
This was the example. His family was
has to be close. It has to be minamukov.
Yeah.
It has to be next door. Remember, truma has to be next door.
We couldn't even do that for them, no.
It has to be on the border, or you've moved the truma. You've moved the truma from Syria to Israel. That's rabbinic. But now we have a simpler example. Now, Tesvav is just going to define flower pots. When is it biblical, when is it rabbinic? And then he'll apply, if you did from one type of flower pot to another pot, we've come back to rabbinic and biblical. Yes. Tesvav, Otzitz Nakuv, a flower pot that has a hole in Eretz Yisrael. You're growing a crop in the flower pot. Hare Hukarz is just like Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Chiyuv Truma that would be Doraisa. It's as if it grew out of the ground. But how big does the hole have to be? V'kamei Nekev, Kidei Shoshkar, that a small root can go through. How small? That's even less than a kezias, less than an olive. But as long as there's a small hole, now the root does not have to go through, but there's
it's a
hole.
Possibility.
That's all. Then you're chive. That is doraisa.
Can you be sitting in your kitchen counter?
No, it has to be on the ground. By ground.
Okay.
Now, zora tfuah ba'atzi shein anokuv. What if you planted in a flower pot that does not have a hole? Therefore, we know it will never be biblical. It's not biblically chayv and truma, only rabbinically chayv and truma. So that was, now we're setting up biblical rabbinics. Now, good examples of rabbinic and biblical truma. Flower pots with holes, flower pots without holes. Now, let's go further now. So that would be, now, but let's keep on going the case. So obviously, if it doesn't have a hole, it's only rabbinic. But let's see what happened. He plants whatever in a flower pot, whatever crop in a flower pot.
Green beans.
And now they via shlish. And it grows a third in the flower pot without the hole.
That's significant.
So once it's at a third, there's a chi of derabbanan begins to give truma on that. But wait, we're not finished. But then he transplants it.
Oh,
no. No, he doesn't transplant. He puts a hole now in the flower pot. Right. After a third grows, now it's going to now be supposedly biblical, but after the first third has grown already. Yeah. Now the crop is ripened in the state now with the pot with the hole. Vunakav, it's got a hole. So how do we treat this? The first third grew rabbinically, we'll say, and then rest grew biblically. So harehu katzomech, it's like it grew b'she'ena nakuv without the hole.
Wow.
And we treat it, because since the first third was out the hole, we treat it rabbinic. Finished. Okay. Until what? Actually, unless he made holes, kodesh v'zish, before it grew a third.
Yeah.
If you plant it and it's less than a third, and then you put a hole, so that, the bottom line is, where is it? What's the state of the flower pot when the third happens? If it doesn't have a hole, it's rabbinic. If it has a hole, it's biblical. Now, all this is just now going to plug in the rule we learned before. And now if you want to give truma from one, from a flower pot with a hole to not, all he's going to do now is just plug in the rule we already had.
Right.
So now it's going to be, no, I don't want to say simple, but we now that you've determined in the flower pot category what is biblical, what rabbinic, so now what if he wants to give truma from this pot for the truma on the tevel from one pot for the one on the other pot? It's going to be rabbinic for biblical or biblical for rabbinic. So that's what Tes Zayin's about. So you see how we've cleverly taken Yud Daled, which gave us the general rules of rabbinic for biblical and biblical for rabbinic.
Yes, right.
We've taken the flower pots and determined at what point is it rabbinic and biblical. Now we're going to plug it into the flower pot. Tezayin. HaToyre mi peres hagdem eretz. If you now, let's say you give truma from fruits that are growing right out of the ground, which is biblical. Al hagedelem batzisnokuv. And those that are growing from a flower pot that has a hole in it. Well, that's fine, because that's biblical on biblical. You're fine. There's no problem. Or, omi peres otzisnok, or from the fruits that grow from a flower pot that has a hole, you separate that, I'll get for crops that are growing in Israel. It's also biblical. Truma's a truma. It's a good truma, because everything's fine. They're both minatara, and that's amazing.
So why did he say atzisnakuf, or peres atzisnakuf al gedilin ba'aretz?
No.
What's the difference between that?
No, he said, you're not putting the comma in the right place. Okay. Again, beginning, Hatorim mi peres, you separate from fruits that are growing out of the ground to exempt ala gedelim batzisnakuf that grew in a flower pot with a hole, case one, comma, or the opposite.
Oh, okay.
Omi peres atzisnakuf, or you separate, you're making, taking the truma from the pot that's got the hole, ala gedelim batzisnakuf, for the crops that are growing in the land of Israel. Okay. Either way, truma or truma, because they're both biblical. But now, what about not that? What Torah, you're separating Mishe'en Anokov, a flower pot that does not have a hole, to exempt crops that are growing Al Hanokov from a flower pot that has a hole.
So
you're separating rabbinic on a biblical.
Right.
So what did we say to separate rabbinical from biblical?
It's good.
We say Truma's a Truma. The Truma is rabbinic Truma that
the
Kohen can eat. But it hasn't helped the biblical pot. The Yachs of Yitzchak have to re-give Truma for the biblical pot.
Right.
Because that really didn't happen, because it was only rabbinic trying to knock off biblical. It doesn't happen. And the reverse as well. What if Taram im min hanokuf? What do you separate from one with a hole, which is biblical, to exempt al she'en hanokuf, that which does not have a hole, which is rabbinic? So what do we say the rule before? Truma's a truma. The truma is a truma.
But the Kohen can't eat it.
Right? And it exempts what you need, but the problem is, since there's other issues, below tuchel, he can't eat it until what? And the seed cells are spelled out. So what do you do with that pot of the biblical tevel? It's still tevel now, right? It's truma, he can't eat it. So achiyotzele truma mice, until you give truma mice from another pot to take care of this biblical one, and then that will cover it. So that's how you take care of that. Whew. Okay, now it gets even trickier. Yud Zion.
I didn't know there was biblical marijuana.
Okay, yes.
These are pots.
Now, let's take it one step further. What about if you have demai? And demai is where we don't know if the guy gave truma gedola.
What's amaretz?
And amaretz, if he didn't give truma gedola, and now you're going to want to give truma from that. So what did the rabbi say? Remember, demai is like rabbinic truma. Because we don't know. So the rabbi said, we got to treat it rabbinically, you got to separate. So demai really is equal to rabbinic truma, so to speak. But really, each demai is different in reality. Because we're going to both call him rabbinic, but maybe one guy's demai, he did separate, and then he had nothing to separate. The other guys, maybe he didn't separate, and he really did have to separate.
So it's biblical.
But we treat it rabbinically.
Across the board.
You buy from an amoretz, crops...
Rabbinically, you have to separate.
So, and he probably did not... we know he gave truma, but he probably didn't give truma gedola, or meiser, or whatever. So now, we got... So rabbinically, we say you got to give truma gedola off of that. So now, we're going to separate one... You know, you don't know what's going on over here. So it becomes very confusing. So we say like this. Hatayrim min ha-demai ala demai. If it's if one bunch of demai... Remember, you're buying demai from different amaratzim. You bought one thing of demai from one amoretz, another thing of demai from another amoretz, which both now require truma gedol to be given drabanan, right? So you can do that. You can do that. Umin ha-demai lavare, and even from demai on a certain one, you can do it. Truma's a truma. The truma's a truma. Why? Well, the demai, it's obvious. They're both rabbinic. Yeah. But even the demai on vare, you can do it. You know why? Because either way, you're okay. Because if the demai was given, then it's a vadai. In other words, the demai on something that's vadai is certainly chayiv. So if he gave truma, it's still you could give truma from it. And if he didn't, it's for sure tevel. So either way, the truma would work in such a case. Okay, so either way, because if it was exempt, then you're allowed to eat it. And if you were chayiv in truma, now you're going to separate and you fix it up. So it works out. But still, the yachzer v'yitrom. But remember, it only helps that's considered truma.
But it
that thing itself.
It for the vada,
but what about the other things you're trying to fix up? V'yachzer v'yitrom. Mikol echav echav. Each one has to get its own one done for that. All right. Torah mina vada al tmai. What if you separate from the vadai, the one that for sure had a chayiv on the demai? That's like biblical and rabbinic. Truma's a truma. It's a good truma, but what are you going to do with the biblical that you separated, the truma? You can't eat it. Achiyovi alat trumas maisu. Bring trumas and maisu from another place for the same idea. And now we finish this tough sugya. So on tomorrow, we start a new sugya. So at least we got through that. Shkoya.